Part 1. Getting ready. What you really need to know. So many people who become entrepreneurs aren't prepared for what it really takes. And I'm not talking about the stuff they teach in business school. I mean the questions no one tells you to ask, the things no one tells you to think about, and the ideas you don't know to think about. For instance, business school doesn't teach you why it's important to have good friends around you, or how to handle the emotional fallout when a co-founder relationship breaks apart. They don't tell you how to maneuver the tricky spots with your partner, or with your kids if you have them. Yet these things are arguably just as important, if not more so, than putting together budgets and marketing plans. And so here I offer you questions to ask of yourself and those around you, and advice I wish I'd heard before taking the leap. Make no mistake, even had I known all of this when I was starting out, I would have taken the leap anyway. But I'd probably have had a lot more fun. Chapter 1. Heart on Your Sleeve. The Entrepreneur and Love. I've often wondered why we save words like love for home. Every moment, whether you're reading to your child, making dinner, or running a multi-million dollar corporation, is an opportunity to create and express love. Love belongs in everything we do. It wasn't until I met Gary Erickson, the co-founder and owner of Clif Bar in 1997, that I learned that love belonged in work. Prior to meeting him, I worked in marketing for big companies, where the conventional wisdom was that in order to effectively analyze a product, you had to remove yourself and your personal likes and dislikes. In other words, you had to remove your humanity. That was the only way to be objective. Gary's philosophy was the opposite. He brought his entire self to his business, his love for the outdoors and for being physically active, his commitment to the environment and to his family. When I first met with him in person, he interviewed me with his daughter in his lap, and his enthusiasm for food, particularly now.